Ray Land in the studio with us. New song is called Queens Don't.
Queens Don't.
We're sort of talking about her dad. Your dad's kind of a higher pitch, kind of a country voice.
He's awesome.
He's like, hey, Ray Land, what you doing, girl? Does he say girl?
So he's my date for the ACMs last year. He goes, I'm getting slammed for the ACMs. So you know, say that. I'm getting slammed for the ACMs. And he did not cut his hair. No, he didn't cut it for a year. Like, he had, like, long hair. My dad is so awesome. He's owned a trucking and a tire company since he was 23.
Oh, wow.
So, and he's about to be 60.
That's awesome.
And he got slammed.
And he got slammed for the ACMs. That's what he says.
I bet he...
Because I'm getting slammed.
I bet he is so proud of you.
So this is the difference between my mom and my dad. When God Made Girls went gold for me, I got them plaques. And my mom, when I gave it to her... She, like, took it. She goes, I deserve this. Like, my mom's, like, super, like, you know, higher the hair, the closer to God, out of control personality.
Oh, wow. Kind of like a pageant mom?
Yes. Like, she's like, that's my girl. You know, she's like stuff like this. Uh-huh. She doesn't really cry much. Like, she, like, when I get done performing, she's like, that was great, but you need to work on this, and this is great. Like, that's just how she is.
Yes.
And my dad cries at everything. Like, and so when I gave him his plaque, he was just like, he couldn't even, like, control himself. Like,
aww.
He's so sweet. And, like, I love it because... He'll cry when I'm, you know, opening up for Blake Shelton in front of thousands of people, or he'll cry when it's just me and 10 people at a rioters round. Like, my dad just has such a sensitive heart.
That's so cool.
And he's so sweet.
What a combination between you and your dad and your mom.
Yeah, that's why they didn't work out. You know, I think
it didn't work out.
Hell of a combination.
Oh,
although you do see sometimes people are like that though. They want one person to be really over the top and domineering.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Didn't work.
Did not. Sorry to bring that up.
No, it's no big deal. I'm totally over it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, my God. Stop playing.
It's the best. It's the best. Can you imagine? That's your ringtone?
I would never hear it.
When your husband or wife calls you, no.
I mean, you hear this and there's whales. Stop. Whales are breaching and dolphins are running up into the sand.
I don't know. I thought that would be attractive. I thought that was like the ultimate masculinity of a big, deep voice.
I know. It's like, I don't know. That's weird.
Who likes that?
Queens Don't. That's the new one.
Queens Don't like that voice.
All right. From Ray Land, you get it. It's called Queens Don't. It's so good to see you again. Thanks for dropping by and hanging with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this song and everything that it stands for. And yeah, it's been really cool. You never know what songs are going to work. And I just had a feeling in my heart that this was the right song for the time that we're in right now. And actually, it was inspired to write it from my mom. My mom's amazing.
Were you instructed to?
No, actually, let me tell you a little bit about my mother. She was a single mom with 5 kids. She didn't, you know, she never went to college. And so, because she got married really young. But anyway, so she was single and literally got a job in the corporate world, and I got to watch her like just rise, and like my mom ended up being the VP of this company in the matter of a year and a half, and it was all in the way that she treated people and just her manner with people. I mean, like, my mom is like, if you walk into a room, like, she's gonna make you feel like $100,000, like, even though she's crazy.
That says a lot, that she rose to vice president in a year and a half.
Yeah, it was literally a year and a half, like, and I just watched her climb, and it was not because, I mean, she didn't have an education, like a formal education, to have this job. It was all because of the person that she was. And that's what I believe a true queen is. And that's why I love this song so much, because, you know, I didn't come from a lot, but I had dreams and I had aspirations. And I knew that, you know, for me to get to this goal, all I had to do was, of course, work hard, but be a good person. And I think that that's something that we should all just kind of focus on more. I mean, I think it's super easy to judge and not love and... yeah, but I'm really excited about this song. It means a lot to me. And I basically say what a queen won't stand for. So,
well, boom. It's good stuff.
Bam.
And
yeah, this is good stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great. Ray Land.
I can't even go that low.
It's crazy.
Now I can get low, like dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. There you can.
Low.
There she goes, Ray Land, everyone. Make sure you download Queens Don't, the new one from
Queens
Ray Land.
Don't.
Whoopity scoop whoop poop. Poop doody whoop scoop. Poop. 1-800-667-86.